You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
I'm so excited. Because as soon as we are finished with Extra Funny, Riggins is giving me a tutorial on video recordings and whatnot. Are you excited, Riggins?
No. Because I had to learn myself what you want me to teach you. I actually don't know how to do it, but I think I found a way for you to accomplish what you want. But then again, I don't know. It's tough. You know, we'll see if you like what I'm going to teach you.
Is it an app or what?
Well, one of the things he's going to teach me is how to use this program that we record on every day. You know, and the fact that you know how to do it and I don't, Lindsay, is just driving me crazy. Because you're never supposed to know how to do something that I can't do.
Right. Well, I can tell you it's super easy.
Well, obviously.
I mean, yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say. I'm not good with technology.
I'm kidding.
You know me. It's just like one click of a button.
Then I froze.
You're back.
Okay. Well, now I'm frozen and my video's messed up. And I shouldn't even been talking about it.
They're like, take that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So do I need to go off and then come back on? See if that works?
You're so...
Maybe. Okay. Maybe try that.
Y'all talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. Godspeed.
I'll be right back. Do I just unplug it, Riggins, and then plug it back in or close out the whole thing?
I would not unplug anything. I would just close the tab or leave the room, however you normally do that. And then.
Okay. Here we go. Late.
All right. Let's see if he comes back. This will be a fun game.
Yeah, we'll just see if he can get back in. He's a difficult student. I will say that.
How do you picture him as a real student?
Like when he was in school, probably not good.
Do this game. I don't know. How do you pick? Did he do homework?
I think he probably did enough to get by. I'm not sure though. Here he is,
and I think he's still doing it. It's not. It's lagging behind, isn't it, still?
Maybe just
not
a
as
hair.
Bad.
But I need to reset the camera thing, so I got to unplug it. All right.
Okay.
So,
we're going to talk about you while you're
done. Y'all do it. And then Riggins now can say, this is why I don't want to do this shit today with him. Okay, here we go.
He comes with his own set of problems. As we all do. But to answer your question, I don't know. What do you think?
I think he never did his work, a minimal, but he talked his way into a good grade. I think used his little TJ charm flex and threw it on the teacher and then he got an A.
Sure. Yeah. I get that. And I'm not even sure that the standards in Louisiana education system are that stringent. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure. With a good personality and a nice smile, the sky's the limit, you know? Yeah.
They're like, you know what? You're fine. You're clean. You shower every day. You've graduated.
Here's your diploma. Get out of here.
Down on the way out.
Yeah. What was your GPA in college? Do you remember?
3.5, maybe 3.45, something like that. Is it
That's
good?
Awesome.
Oh, well, I mean, a lot of people were over me.
Well, sure. But 3.5, well above average. I'm pretty sure that's like a B+.
And then high school, did you do GPAs in, I can't even.
If we did, I don't remember what it was. But I know I was not a great high school or college student. I think my GPA was like 2.9.
Maybe high school was lower than, I can't remember. I did not graduate with honors.
No, me neither. No, not even close. sometimes I wonder, like, looking back, I'm like, am I a stupid person? Like, that I've just like made up for it really well? Cause like, why did I do so terrible?
I think because you didn't try, like you didn't give it your all, you know, and that's a lot of people's problem. Mine as well.
Okay. I think that fixed it.
It did.
All right. Yeah. The trick from now on, when that happens, is I have to go to the camera, unplug the camera for 10 seconds and plug it back in.
Okay.
Look at you giving a tutorial. Why do you even need- I should be learning from you.
But the reason that happened is because I accidentally touched my notes here and they brushed up against the cable that is plugged into my computer. So it just threw the whole thing off. That's normal, right?
Yeah. Well, yesterday we were all saying our goodbyes. It was after the show. And I guess you kicked the wire. TJ's gone in an instant. And I was like, oh, he cut off. Like, it's just another day here, you know?
Oh, you didn't think I was just being rude?
No.
You are so rude.
No.
It's weird. Now that you're talking about that, the two guys that are the producers of my other show at night, when we finish the show and I'm in studio at the radio station, we pick up all the stuff and then we get everything picked up and ready to leave at different times, but we'll all stand in the hall and wait on all three of us to be together. Mm-hmm. To walk out together, laughing and joking and all that. And then I usually have to stop and go to the restroom because, you know, I'm old and I can't drive for an hour, you know, without having to pee.
Sure.
We wait for me right outside the men's room door. We talk, we get into the parking lot and we shoot the stuff and like talking and whatnot, laughing. And then we usually pull away at about 9:15 or so. Show's over at 9. And it's almost like whenever I say I got to go, it's almost like, oh, okay. It almost hurts their feelings kind of.
Wait, you know? Where are you going?
But when I'm doing the show from home and I'm talking to them like we are now, as soon as the show's over, they basically just hang up on me like I'm a stranger.
Oh my God.
All right, man, we got it. Thanks. Boom. And then it's gone. And I'm sitting here like, wait, well, I can still talk and hang out for a minute.
That's so weird.
I know.
It's almost like they don't want to go home when they're not at home.
Yeah. Or I guess in person. I mean, and that may be one of those, you know, reasons why, you know, the camaraderie of all of it is why that the program director likes it when I'm in studio more so than when I'm at home.
Yeah, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing across all those businesses that I think that's a problem that they all deal with. Like, where's the collaborative energy that we're not getting anymore? It's because I think a lot of people were working from home.
Like Kyle's office, they started kind of working from home and the office, but they started feeling like there wasn't as much, let's say sell and sell, you know, so now they do like potluck Friday, like they try to overcompensate. And he's like, we don't need a chili cook-off every week. Like, you know,
I mean, yeah, the radio stations used to do that all the time. We're having a big, you know, big party. Now. And the way we would always be like, I mean, it's late in the afternoon and we've been up since 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
We don't want to have to go to these late meeting/party reception things and all. But if you didn't go, then you thought you were too good. They think they're too good to come to the party.
Yeah. Yeah. When you used to tell me we had something to do at like 3 or 4 in the afternoon, I felt a sense of like depression come out. Cause I was just like, that's my nap time. Like I can't fathom missing a nap to go to a workshop, you know what I mean? About how to like get an intruder out of the state. Like, I can't.
Yeah, they were doing like if there's an active shooter in the building, they had the police come and teach us that whole seminar and everything. Yeah. But what about Well, hold on. We got to take a break. I wasn't here for a lot of the segment, so I didn't realize how long we had been going. So we'll take a break, and then got something. I don't know, Lindsay, if you were part of this or you had already quit at this radio station when we used to do this, but we'll find out. Maybe it'll be a trip down memory lane. We don't know. We'll find out. That's coming up.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny.
Guys, I have an announcement. The cutest quilty backpack from Eric Javits is on sale right now. And with our discount code, it is an extra sale, 20%. So go to tjriggins.com/deals, save 20%. It's the quilty backpack. I got it in a luscious chocolate brown. You're going to love it. tjriggins.com/deals.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it.
Now, back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
Okay, we were talking about, you know, when your company has parties and things like that for bonding and all. The radio station we worked for most recently as our flagship station in Charlotte, it was called Hits 96.1. And that's what when we first started, was it called that when we first started? It was called
Channel
96.1. Yeah,
I never was there with the Hits.
Okay, so maybe you did miss out on this, but you'll love this story. They had we were subcontractors to the radio station, but since it was our home station, we always made sure that we were not, thinking that, we didn't have to do the things that were mandatory for the other staff. And we put ourselves in a situation to be treated just like the rest of the staff. But technically, we weren't employees of the radio station. So the radio station was owned by Clear Channel. So we weren't employees of Clear Channel. We were contractors to Clear Channel. The Ace and TJ show was. So whenever they had these late meetings and things like that, we would go. We'd make sure that everybody was there because we want to show them. We don't think we're separate. We're part of the radio station and we're right there in the trenches with all of them. Even though we're the premier show and we don't actually, work for the station, and John Boy and Billy work down the hall and they're not coming to the late afternoon meetings and stuff. We're going to go. And so we did all of that stuff to make sure that nobody thought that we thought we were too good to be doing it. So then Christmas party time came around and they would have, a get together for the entire, company, which was all of the radio stations that Clear Channel owned in Charlotte. And they would have, like, one year they had it at a brewery, and then one year they had it at a bowling alley, kind of arcade type place, and things like that. Well, whenever we would go to the Christmas party, because, to be honest with you, we didn't really want to go. We weren't looking at it like, oh, it's going to be so much fun and all that. But again, it was, we don't want them to think, oh, you wouldn't even come to our Christmas party with us. You think you're too good. Because radio people are weird like that.
They're weird, yeah.
So we would go and we'd drag out, come on, Ace and I lived at that time of night, an hour and so, maybe hour 15 minutes from wherever the party was. So we'd go to work and get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, go to work, do the morning show, come all the way home till that night, drive all the way back into Charlotte for the party, Well, the first year it happened, we weren't expecting it, but after that, we did expect it, and it happened every year. It was the first year at this brewery, and there was a shelf that went all along the wall of, where you put drinks, you set your beer when you're standing, and they had that all the way around the place. Well, there were all these gift bags that were up on that shelf and just lined the whole room. And at the end of the little party and the toasts and the thank you from the managers for a great year and all of that stuff, they said, okay, so go on, who's passing out the gifts? And all of those gift bags had, each one of them had an employee's name on it.
Oh.
So all of the bags get passed out. And the office manager comes over to me and says, I'm really sorry. But since y'all aren't employees, they wouldn't let me get a gift for you guys.
You're kidding.
I swear to God.
I am floored by this. You should have been like, do you know how much money our show makes you? Don't you dare.
Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't her fault. She liked us and she felt bad about it, but
I'm not saying,
we're all standing there and everybody else is looking at their gift, which was, it was nice. Company merch is what it was. It was like, nice hoodies and jackets, things like that, I guess. One year it was hoodies. One year it was something else along those lines, but very nice quality, you know, better stuff than you would give out as prizes to listeners and all.
Yeah.
Apparel is the word I'm looking for.
I am floored.
The company wouldn't even allow them to get something from the company store to give us,
where they're making money on the product to begin with.
Yeah. Or it's for the employees. But it was one of those deals that if an employee wanted a hoodie, they could order one from the company merch store and pay for it. But yeah. Yep. And then I guess it was the next year. I don't know if I ever even told Ace this, but it was the next year after the Christmas party that the office manager, the one that was in charge of the party, called me into her office that Monday, and she had an extra sweatshirt. Good. And gave it to me.
Perfect.
Yeah. But I mean, still, it's just the idea though, that, that here we are doing everything to make sure that nobody thinks that we think we're above what the other employees are.
Right.
And then they can't even, I mean, it's the principle of it. Not the fact that I needed a hoodie.
I don't want your trashy hoodie, but like, it's the principle of it. Like, It's the idea. It's the fact of the matter. Oh, I can't. You better be glad I wasn't there then. You better be glad. I would have pulled an Ace so quick, like, guns blazing. I'm surprised he didn't say something.
You could tell he wasn't happy about it. He didn't throw anything or anything like that. But
I would have gone in there and been like, you're lucky to have us.
I was like, you gotta be okay. That's fine. You know? And then I of course brought it up every day until the next year.
Yeah.
Hammering about it, and again, but it was just like that. Okay, well, we're standing here right now, exhausted.
Yeah,
have we been up all day, all night?
Yeah,
and then we came in here to show that we are, you know, full of camaraderie and bonding, and you know, all of that, and then we're the only ones. We're the kids that didn't get a Christmas gift.
Yeah. To my point, my 3 and 5 year old have not a penny on them, but they make me a homemade Christmas card. You can't even make me a homemade card. Like, man, yes. Like, I can't with them. I can't with them.
Mm-hmm.
It gets me riled up talking about it, 'cause it's like, how dare you? Not even a card. Mm-hmm. Not even a thank you.
Mm-hmm.
At least not be done something. I mean,
not even they could have put something in a bag. You know what I mean? They could just, just so you have something to open, as people say, you know, just so we wouldn't be standing there. And Lindsay, and Riggins, you probably remember this too. The gift bags were bright red, and there was no mistake in the fact that If you got a gift, you were walking around with it, because that bag was so bright red for, you know, the Christmas colors. And we're just standing there. Well, I guess we need to go.
Like, you can't go to the Dollar Tree and buy a dollar mug, a pack of cocoa, and put it in there. That's what we do for people we don't like.
Or they could have gone into the prize closet and gotten some of the, you know, a t-shirt out of there and put in, what, how many do we need? Five bags, five t-shirts is what we would have needed.
Anything. Yeah, you wouldn't have even, once you realize you wouldn't even open it, but at least you had a bag.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Yeah. Cheap. Very poor form.
Ass.
Very poor
cheap
form.
Cheap ass.
And it wasn't just that one year. Like I said, it was every year. Every year that we were there, they had a Christmas party. That's the way it went.
Did the company go under or nah? I don't know. I'm just asking.
No. Okay. No, they didn't.
Interesting. Okay. Well,
So
here we go. Never going to work for them again.
Yeah, we were the poor kids.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
The TJ and Riggins Show is sponsored by the Temple Team, real estate professionals who understand that buying or selling a home is a life-changing experience. And the Temple Team always puts their clients first. Learn more about the Temple Team at tjriggins.com/deals.
You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.